Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
NAS are the letters that spell.
Well, it's great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Show to camera, John Rich, 94 WIP. So, football season is, I mean, first off, the NFL season starts in 2 days. And that's a good game. This is a great week. I mean, Thursday you got KC and Baltimore, and Friday you got the Eagles and Packers. That's big time. Phil's back at it with a new series tonight. James, as you said, they play the Brewers. When is that series?
That's a week away. They start that next Monday.
That's
it's
big.
Actually, yeah. Yeah,
that's
so it's
a big series.
Huge series.
A lot of good stuff going on, including, Quinyon Mitchell has won a starting spot on this team. What Vic Fangio said about Quinyon, high praise. We'll get to that shortly. Also, two random things from the weekend that are just, well, one is strange and one is typical. The strange is, and I have no idea why, over the weekend, I found out Jonathan Papelbon follows me on Twitter. I don't know why. you get those little updates. Sam Smith follows you. All right, thank you, Sam. Jonathan Papelbon. I don't know. Is he a sports? Is he a WIP listener? I don't know. I have no clue.
It'd be interesting if he is.
Hi, Jonathan, out there. Hope you're in a good mood today. Is he in a good mood right now, James, or is he always a little surly?
A little ornery, yeah.
A little ornery there.
Salty.
Yeah, salty guy. All right. The other thing, and this is the typical one. John, I did it again. An absolute...
You flexed by saying Jonathan Papelbon
following
you?
Well, that's more of like a tongue-in-cheek. Like, why is he following me? There's no reason. All right. I did it again. I completely collapsed in a round of golf that I should have drug on 100.
Oh, no.
I had an 88 through... 16 holes.
No.
And on the 17th.
Oh, my God, really?
On the 17th hole on a par 4. And you ready for this? And it's going to get worse. With my ball right to the side of the green, two shots in, like I should just chip it, maybe a 2-putt, 5 at the worst. I shot a 9 on that hole.
You were at 100. You were at 99?
So I was at 97.
97.
And then I got a 5 or a 4, whatever the heck it was in the last hole. And I finished at 10. It was either 101 or 102, whatever the heck it was.
See, we always talk about like the heartbeat slower guys, like Ranger in the playoffs and stuff. You're the opposite.
James,
his heart starts like a rat.
I totally.
His pitter-patter heart.
I freaking Kimbrelled it. I totally collapsed.
How mad were you?
You know what? I was trying to hang in there, but internally I was steamed.
You were Tom Kelly, man.
I was freaking
soft like
steamed.
Rabbits.
What is? Oh, Kelly with his all TK.
You're of the rabbit. He's represented by the rabbit.
All right, let's get to the phones here. We're gonna get to some cool Quinyon Mitchell related audio shortly. He is a starter for the Eagles, and what Vic Fangio said about that, we'll address that shortly. JB in Chestnut Hill right now. JB, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, JB.
JB.
Hey, I'm actually on my way over to Ramwood to see if I can hack up a course.
Nice.
In the 80s.
Good for you, my man.
In the 80s, though. So you actually schooled the camera over here.
Joe, you're more than welcome to come to Lulu whenever you want. I'm a member over there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We'll set you guys up.
Thank you.
John, I got a fun fact for you. This one I had to look up since it's football, and it's Brazil.
Okay.
Did you know that Rio de Janeiro was once the capital of Portugal, and that means it's the only European capital to ever be outside of Europe?
Wow.
Fun fact, right?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty random.
Wild.
That's pretty random.
Yeah, that is something.
Yep.
That's wild. Yeah, so, I mean, as far as the birds are concerned, I think it's going to be a shootout. I think because the defenses, I think John will tell you, the defenses have to adjust quicker, especially in today's game. It's not even in John's time where, you could hope your defenses can hold things off and hold offenses down to figure things out. But now it's just like the offenses are so wide open. I think it's a huge shootout this week coming in. I hope so.
JB, I'll say this. Like, obviously, defenses don't have as much, I don't know what the word is. There's not as much dominance as there used to be, right? Scoring has gone up, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it still makes a big difference, a big, big difference. I mean, the reality is if you can get to the quarterback, you can do a lot of damage to the opposing team. And that is probably the biggest question mark for me with the Eagles. And I'm talking sweat. I'm talking huff.
Yeah.
Those two guys particularly.
But you know how everything fits. You know how important it is that everything fits together, and you know that you marry that front with the coverage.
Sure.
That coverage that we have behind things, that does help our cause with the rush up front.
Yeah.
It's like they'll have a little extra tick to get there because I really do trust the talent that we have.
On the back end, the coverage guys. Yeah, no,
we have depth, we have youth, we have experience with some of the guys who can lead the way, make sure guys are in the right spots. It's a good thing.
Well, I'd say this, and I mean this is no disrespect to the guys up front 20 or so years ago, but you can make the case this is the first time since Troy, Bobby T, and Doc were back there that they're stronger back there than up front.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they had Malcolm and Rodney, and they were fantastic players. Malcolm especially was a star. But, I mean, that defense ate because they ate quarterbacks up front. That's why they ate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had guys. I mean, as Baldy said to us last week on the show, and I thought it was a great point, I mean, having Chris Long as a backup that one year, that was ridiculous. It's like having Bobby Jones or Aaron McKee off the bench for the Sixers. It's an incredible advantage.
I've told you many times. That NFC Championship game
it changed
against
the whole game.
The Vikings,
changed
Chris
the whole
Long was the best player on the field.
Yeah.
In that, I don't know if it was the third quarter or the second half or whenever that was. Like, I wrote that in my notes while watching that game.
Here's a backup.
He was, sheer dominance.
All right, JB, give me a great answer. Who or what feels out of place?
Real quick, I think my point is the growing pains are going to be with Big Fan and his scheme because, like you just said, there's a lot of talent on that team.
Sure is.
It's going to be great going forward. The thing that most, I think in sports history, in my opinion, seeing Joe Montana as a Kansas City Chief was the most out of place thing I think I saw in my childhood.
You know, it's funny you say that. I don't think that one as much. I mean, it was weird initially, obviously. I thought Brady to Tampa initially was weirder in the uniform. I think there are better answers when you go sports where guys have switched teams. I got pretty used to Montana and KC. But okay, I mean, it was weird initially, no doubt. Let's listen to Vic Fangio talking about Quinyon. If you don't know, Quinyon has flat out won a starting spot. And listen to Fangio here. This is big time praise. And also, if you listen...
Starting spot as the nickel, correct?
No, I don't believe so. Let's listen to Fangio. If you listen to the way he's talking, because one of the questions in here, one of the phrases by the reporter, just about every play, and he's giving you a yes, like he's going to be like every play guy, just about. Here's Vic Fangio the other day.
Do you see Quinion as being a guy who's going to be on the field just about every play? Like, is he ready to handle that kind of responsibility beginning Friday?
Yes. Yes and yes.
And what has he shown to kind of make you believe that?
He's just played good. You know, he's done a good job picking up his responsibilities, done a good job playing, and he will be out there.
How long did it take before Quinion, before you realized he could handle whatever you threw at him?
Pretty quickly. You know, yeah, because we did play him at nickel early on, and he did fine in there. I do think for him personally, it would be good to lock in at one spot, because even though we've been very happy with his development and his learning abilities, he still is a rookie, and I do think if he can get comfortable at one spot, it would be to his benefit, but we may not be able to do that.
So interesting there at the end. We may not be able to do that. I think he's the outside guy.
So Elliott's implied that he is going to start at the outside, yeah. And then when extra receivers come on the field, he's going to move to the nickel, and Isaiah Rodgers will start on the outside. That's what Elliott has implied as a possibility.
Okay, well, that happens sometimes. I remember with Troy and Bobby T, when Al Harris would come in.
Wow.
I forget if it was Troy or Bobby T would go inside. But
Bobby, right?
That is such
I
a
think
statement.
Bobby would go inside.
Guys,
yeah.
That's such a statement right there. You know, if Isaiah Rodgers, who is accomplished, you know, to some degree
league, sure.
There's more experience than with Quinion Mitchell. You know,
Quinion Mitchell, credit to Quinion for winning the job
because he's the second best cornerback on the team behind Darius Slay. So he's going to start, opposite Slay and then become the nickel, which we all know we've heard a lot about how that's even harder to, you know,
that's right.
to contend with all the jobs of being a two-way guy in the slot. Like,
I know.
This is unbelievable news about the progression, the precocious progression of a young player that we're counting on, but we didn't know we could count on this much this early.
So listen to Darius Slay, because
this is odd way to phrase
this
it,
is
I
great.
Will say that.
If Darius Slay was there at Quinion Mitchell's birth, he would have known that Quinion Mitchell would be ready to start week one. This is funny audio. Listen to Slay the other day.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know
hold
why?
On, James, I'm going to tell you why. Hold on, my fault.
They already told us not to leave.
I told James the wrong piece of audio. James, let's play Darius Slay. My fault. Darius Slay talking about Quinion, which is, I got it right here.
I got it. It's two.
Yep, number two. My fault. Let's listen to this.
You mentioned Quinion. How do you know he's ready?
I even know he's ready.
Yeah, like, what did you see this summer?
A lot of, he been ready since he stepped out of the mama. Since he came out of mama, he been ready. Then, ain't it, Q? You been ready since you came out your mama. So he been, he was already destined for it. So it's a great opportunity, man, for him, definitely. I'm just blowed at his first game and couldn't be experienced in the link. Sure. But you know what I'm saying? Because it's a home game, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be experienced in Brazil, but we're going to have a good time with it.
Been ready since outside the mama. Popping out the mama. He's been ready. It's
I like how he said stepped outside.
So good.
A little bit of a different experience.
All right, 215-592-9494. Great stuff there. But congrats to Quinion Mitchell.
But if he was ready, right, when it happened, then he would have been stepping out because, you know, he then could run.
Yeah, he would have been a little.
If he was ready enough to play corner.
Yeah, he'd been short, though.
He was not only stepping, he was sprinting.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. This guy is that talented. He's a rookie who's talented enough to step and sprint and be a runner with the best athletes in the world.
Well, look, that's the idea when you draft a guy in the first round. You want him to play. It's good stuff. Well, it is flat out awesome to be with you on this Tuesday morning. You know, it's always a bummer when the summer ends. I hope everyone had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. James, appreciate you hosting the last few days, the last week. And, you know, we're full systems go here. For a long time moving forward with really what could be an exhilarating time in Philadelphia sports or not, you know, if the teams disappoint. Look, the Eagles should at the very least be good. One of the things we're trying to figure out today is whether they're going to be great, truly great. And there are... See, here's the thing.
You're all locked in today with your new glasses. I don't know. Did everyone notice that Joe is now differently bespectacled
readers
than before?
Oh, look at you.
James, I'm old, man.
Readers.
I'm 46 and the
so
eyes are...
So these are the old man glasses.
They are. I got them.
Joe's official.
Yeah, it's bad.
He can't see without these old man glasses. And today he tried to, slip it by us.
Well, you know... I'm nothing but not sly.
Like he's not wearing them right now.
Well, I don't. It's only when I'm reading something. I'm trying to read your face right now.
Yeah, I have the same thing. I'm doing the reading. I got the reader thing.
Yeah. It's a thing. Like I'm getting old. It is what it is. All right.
Yeah. You're really getting old,
John. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yes. Yeah, pretty good.
Good for you.
Very low key. How about you?
It was fantastic. It was down the shore. I mean, you know, Phil's getting ready for football, beach, pool.
I was mostly getting like...
It's like just word association of fun stuff. Yeah. It's like pool, beach, Eagles.
Yeah, yes. Your
food.
It's all good stuff.
A lot cooler than mine. Mine was like, we were scrambling to find stuff because Target sold out of notebooks because school started today.
Yeah, you're Frank the Tank before he becomes cool again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little Saturday planned here.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. James, I said earlier, tell me if you agree or disagree. Harder to read this Eagles season than most. Like what they're going to put out there. I mean, John made a great point earlier. Like we don't see them in August anymore. So you got that factor. You got the Sirianni thing. Does it work or not with him in the backseat? You know, Jalen, is he going to run or not? Here's something I do wish we had. Like, I'm fine that Jalen didn't play in the preseason. But to know more, it would have been interesting in the preseason just if he was blitzed a couple of times to see how he would have handled that. Or not really blitzed a couple of times, would he have left the pocket unnecessarily early? These are things that...
I think it's going to be so pronounced right away if we see it start looking like every time there's pressure, and there will be pressure.
Yeah, well, of course.
Like from this DC, from this team, from this league, they will blitz us. Is Jalen breaking for the sideline? Is Jalen immediately head down,
huge.
Head outside? You know, like that is such a major problem. I will be despondent if
that'll
the
be
case.
Terrible.
If we see that early and often, no, that's not the way football's played.
So he should
be in a pocket. He should be standing tall. He should be firing the ball downfield as you see his head progressing through that thing. And I have a lot of confidence that's the way it's going to look.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time, and we'll see some
of that.
James,
are you more confused on this season than most?
I think it's the most I've ever been confused going into a season. And it's all the stuff you said. You could throw that out the window and just say last season. Just say 10-1 to 11-6 and the worst playoff performance you could possibly imagine. Right. Like that alone, forget any of the individual stuff. If you just show me last season, the wins and losses and the way it played out, I'd be like, I have no idea what to expect this year.
Yeah, look, I think they should be good. I hope they're great. I'm excited, but I am candidly confused for a lot. Like Saquon being an example. Great player. Are they going to use him a lot, or are they going to be careful?
They're paying him to use him a lot.
I know they are.
I mean...
I know they are.
So.
But they're also paying him to have him for 2 years and have him hopefully...
You mean a lot run? I think he'll be used a lot in the offense running and catching.
Well,
crossover sports. Think about, like, Taiwan Walker. We are befuddled at their usage of this guy.
He stinks.
Yeah. But they keep him out there. He's starting come hell or high water for much of this season when we thought he stunk because he was getting $18 million a year.
Yeah. But not every game matters in baseball the same way.
You play according to the way that you're paid.
Yeah.
And it does matter that we are, for the first time, overpaying for a running back.
Yeah. First off, I don't like overpaying anything. I hope they paid properly. It's the first time they are really
That's
paying.
That's a matter of semantics, right?
Well,
there.
Overpay means you're paying too much.
Okay, so
it's the first
properly
time
paid a star running back, of the top three running backs in the world.
It's the first time since McCoy that they're committing this kind of finances to a back. All right, let's go to the phones. Jaws joins us shortly. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good, man.
Awesome, Patrick.
Good to have the team back. Talking some Eagles. You know, Joe, you said it very well said, because, like, I'm confused big time on what these birds are going to do, man, because it starts with last season. And I just you can't erase something like that. Just, like, forget that it happened. And not knowing exactly what happened, why it happened, all that, the who's, what's, and why.
Yeah.
You know, and
Patrick, I do think the main problem was staleness with the offense. And I think they have absolutely embarked on correcting that. And that gives me, certain confidence.
Yeah, Joe, but there's also another side of the ball. I mean, like defensively, and I don't want to.
Well, that's been a 2-year rebuild, and I got to tell you, Patrick, yeah. I think they did a pretty good look. Well, see, up front, I'm concerned about. Back end, it seems like they nailed some picks and nailed some guys, and you know, like the ridiculous Isaiah Rodgers, it's like a freebie. That's great. My worry on defense is up front. I'm talking sweat, and I'm talking huff. I'm talking about what I heard Bill Walsh one time say is the second most important thing in football behind your quarterback is getting to the other team's quarterback, getting to that guy. And sweat, I mean, we do not talk enough about sweat. This guy's making over $10 million a year. This is supposed to be the prime of his career. Like, it is very important that he deliver this year because there's no Reddick now. There's no Fletcher Cox now. Now, you got Jalen Carter, that helps. But I look up front on the guys on the edge, and it's sweat, and it's huff, and this team needs them to play well.
And it's Nolan Smith.
Yeah, but I don't expect much from Nolan Smith.
And it's Jalix Hunt, and it's Brandon Graham.
Yeah, that's why they need sweat and huff, because I don't expect a ton from the other guys. All right, Patrick, we got Jaws ready to go. Give me a great answer here. Who or what, you know, feels out of place?
It's a dig at our shortstop. Trey Turner, to me, looks extremely out of place playing shortstop.
Interesting answer right there. Well, look, we know it's going to be this for the rest of the year. James, how much longer for Trey at shortstop? He's starting shortstop again next year, right?
Yeah, probably. I would say, you know, a couple more years, I would guess. You know, I mean, look, Richie just made the point. Richie just made the point that Taijuan Walker has been pitching and taking starts, and when they are the Dodgers, Brewers, it's super tight. Like, he's still getting starts because he gets paid that money. Trey Turner got paid that money to be the Philadelphia Phillies shortstop. It's going to take a few more years, is my guess.
All right, let's talk to our next guest. Not only is he our first guest of the show, we are very happy to announce that Jaws is back with us for another football season. We'll give you the whole lineup of the schedule a little bit later in the week. We're still actually shifting a few things around, but we know some things, and we know Jaws is going to be with us every single Tuesday at this time. Typically, that'll be 2 days after the Eagles have played a Sunday game. Jaws, by that time, will have time on Monday to review the film and give us his, you know, film breakdown every time we talk to him on Tuesday. In this case right now, it is a season preview with the longtime quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, multimedia star through the years. And he owns like 77 golf courses, Mr. Ron Jaworski. Good morning, Jaws.
Joe and team, it is great to be with you guys once again. Looking forward to an outstanding year. I can't wait to get rid of the stench in my mouth from that Tampa game in the playoffs, and let's move on ahead down to Brazil.
Totally. So, Jaws, the Brazil thing, obviously you never did it. How different do you think it'll be for the guys?
Well, no one's ever done Brazil, so we start with that, and we'll find out what Sao Paulo is like. But I did play two European games. I played in London when I was with the Dolphins, and I played a game in Mexico City when I was with the Eagles. So those are distraction games. And, you know, week one of the regular season is always hard as it is because you have no blueprint for the team that you're playing, especially with, this Eagle team with so many new coaches and so many new players, you really don't know. But it is a distraction. And, you know, as I look at this team, I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to be a strong season. But we just don't know. There's so many gray areas going into this season. You just don't know. And when you travel like this to, a foreign country, it's, I don't know, was it a 12-hour flight, something like that. A lot of security is going to be involved. It is a distraction. Now, it's going to be a really good test for this football team and the organization because you've got to be very careful how you handle every single aspect of the travel.
Sure.
One question, but before we get to that, just so we know, like, would they know more about this team right now if they would have played the offense in the preseason? Like, wouldn't, like, we say there's a gray area we don't know about this team. How did you feel about that? The fact that we had nothing to go on based on the way they were participating in the preseason offensively?
John, I've come to accept that. It's the way of the NFL right now. Very few teams play anyone in the preseason. They show you nothing in the preseason. You know, I think the league will move towards 18-game schedule and two preseason games because, you know, they're kind of a waste of time. The scrimmages with other teams are more valuable than the preseason games. So, you know, last night I started studying rosters of teams around the league, and then comparing it to this Eagle roster, and it's like I'm looking at these guys and saying there's potentially 9 new starters from this Eagle team that was a playoff team a year ago. Potentially 9 new starters. That's incredible turnover. But then you look at other teams around the league; it's almost the same way. You know, the World Champion Chiefs have a lot of turnover in their roster. It's just the way of the NFL right now that the more stability there is, the more it seems there's instability.
Yeah, Jaws with us, as he will be every Tuesday at this time. All right, Jaws, let's big picture this thing from a preview standpoint. So Jalen Hurts entering year five is what, in your opinion?
Continues to grow.
You said
where do you want? You want to rate him? You want him to stack
no,
him?
I mean, just...
I think we got a quarterback that can get the job done. There are a lot of other issues that I would talk about before I would talk about Jalen Hurts, but I think Jalen Hurts is the guy that can take us to the promised land.
All right, so let's talk about the other issues, and then we'll circle back to Hurts. What issue is top of mind for you in any way, positive or negative, with this team?
I'm going to go to my basic fundamental belief in how you win football games. I don't care what area you're talking about. You have to have a physical element to your offense and your defense. You know, before I came on your show, you guys talked about the defensive side. And there's no doubt, if you can't stop the run, you're beating nobody. If you can't run the football you're consistently beating nobody. Yeah, you can be 9-8, you can be 10-7. But if you want to be a world championship team, you better be able to stop the run and have a physical element, a violent element to your game. And I want to find out if this team has that physical, violent element, particularly on the defensive side. You know, is Jordan Davis going to come through? Is Jalen Carter going to play up to their ability? You know, we're a little light in the seat when you start looking at linebackers and defensive ends and edge rushers, as they're now called.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, if you can't play a physical game, and we're going to find out if this team can play physical, because Green Bay is going to be with Josh Jacobs, they're going to run the football. They're going to run the football. You can talk about Jordan Love all you want. They're going to want to run the football. So that if you don't have a physical element to your game, you're not going to be a championship football team.
You sound a bit concerned about that. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes. Yeah. And I was concerned about last year. We spoke about last year on the show many times. Teams were pounding the football on us because we were light in the seat on the edges, and people took advantage of that. And our secondary didn't enter the box, which I, by the way, I'm a big Vic Fangio fan. I think Vic will solve some of the issues schematically on defense. He can't play, but Vic will not give up big plays, and he will give you that three-yard game, but he won't give you the big play. That's how Vic will operate. He'll scheme a lot of things very well. But at the end of the day, you've got to be physical.
Juz, Vic Fangio is absolutely being bought into by these Eagles players. That was not the case in his previous stop in Miami. How is he different here than he was in Miami?
Well, I've known Vic Fangio for 40 years. He hasn't changed one bit in 40 years.
That's great.
In the early 80s, he hasn't changed a bit. He's a guy you could sit at the bar and talk football with all day, and he'll tell you the truth. And players, you know, sometimes talk about, you know, today's players are different. Hell no, they're not different. They want to know the truth. They want to know where they stand. And Vic will be one of those guys. He's a tough, hard-nosed guy. His schemes have been replicated around the National Football League because they've been successful. You talk to other coaches around this league, particularly on the defense side of football, they copy Vic Fangio's schemes. Now, hey, schemes are great. X's and O's are great. But it's always about the Jimmies and the Joes as well. So we got to make sure that we got the Jimmies and the Joes and the good scheme. But I think Vic will get this defense fixed.
How much will good linebackers make a difference for the Eagles? It's something that I feel like we haven't seen here in quite a while.
Well, TJ, other than TJ, yeah, TJ Anderson.
When we get on this show or in the season, because let's be realistic. You know, Howie has never place great value on linebackers. It's just the way they've built their football team. And I'm not going to argue that right or wrong, because you can't spend, you know, your draft capital on every single position. You've got to pick and choose where you want to spend your draft capital. And I think, for the most part, Howie's done a tremendous job, you know, getting defensive linemen and offensive linemen and building the team in the trenches. He's done a good job with that, and in drafting wide receivers. So I have no problem with that. But the linebacker problem, we're gonna see. I'm not... You know, Nick has been very coy about who's going to play, who's going to start, who's going to be on the field, who's not going to be on the field. I don't even know who the starting linebacker is going to be right now.
You know, it's amazing. He is very guarded. He is, I mean, you know, some of it, who was it over the weekend? He wouldn't commit.
Mekhi Becton.
Oh, Becton. It's like, come on. Everybody knows Becton's the starting guard. I mean, all right. Does Devin White still have it? He was phenomenal 3-4 years ago. Does he still have it?
I believe so. Yeah, but you also worry when a guy gets released, and when he's on a good on a playoff team, you wonder what really happened, because he was a great player. Was, I use that word, was, getting it back to where he was. I don't know, but I sure hope he does.
Jones, what is your sense of the level of involvement with Nick Sirianni with the offense? I mean, it certainly sounds like it's Kellen Moore's show. How involved do you think Nick will be?
I think it's going to be hard for Nick to stay away, but I think he will try to. Now, just think back to last year when Nick kept saying, it's my offense, it's my offense, it's my offense. We haven't heard that. Kellen Moore comes in, I believe it's going to be his offense. And I'm excited to see what it's going to be. You know, I know the history of Kellen Moore. I know what he did in Dallas. I know what he did with the Chargers. He is well-respected around the National Football League as being creative. Sometimes gets a little bit design happy, is what I hear from other people that actually worked with him and know of how he runs his offense. But there's no doubt he's creative. He knows how to coach. He knows how to lead. I think that acquisition was a very, very good one in the offseason. I think Kellen Moore is the right guy for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen brought up Doug Nussmeier when we talked to him. What can you tell us about his quarterback coach, Doug Nussmeier?
Well, he's been around the league an awful long time, and I love experienced guys that have been through ups and downs of the National Football League, and Doug has been through that. He's a former player, so he knows what it's like when things aren't going well. So I think that was another solid acquisition in the offseason, coach quarterbacks.
Jaws, let's talk about quarterback. Let's talk about Hurts. So obviously he showed in 22 he can be one of the best players in the league. He showed last year he can be not a top 10. The stuff for him to work on, can you just detail for our listeners what from last year specifically you feel it's critical he improve upon this season?
I think most importantly, we talked about this a lot last year, Joe, when he began to slump. I think one thing that Jalen must work on is going through his progression. When the coach calls a play and it's designed to get the ball to play to A.J. Brown, and you get the right coverage, boom, you drop back that fifth step, third step, whatever the timing of the route is, you know, the ball's out of your hand. When he gets the right call against the right defense, he is sensational. As I've studied him now and through his career, he gets in trouble when number one isn't open, number two isn't open. He's still not a quick progression reader. Now, he's not a slow blinker, but he's not as quick as you need to be to get through that progression. Now, some of it could be design of the offense. Some of it could be Jalen. Some of it could be protection. There are a lot of reasons that go into that. But I need a big improvement to see. By the time that back foot hits, you have gone through your progression. You may go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very seldom do guys get to 5. But you want to be a progression reader, get the ball to your hand on time with your receivers and on time with your pass protection.
Just to run Jalen a lot or not. They did a lot in 22. They dialed it back last year. What would be your strategy with his rushing?
I've always been a believer from a quarterback perspective, you run when you have to. I do not like quarterback designed run plays unless you have to, you got a big third one, you got to do the touch push, some plays like that, you know, design plays in the red zone, design plays in the goal area. I'm okay with that. But I think when you start, you know, I'm not a big RPO guy. I do not want my quarterback to get hit. You know, linemen can play, they can play with a bruised shoulder. Quarterbacks can't. Linemen can play with a broken finger. Quarterbacks can't. Why put your quarterback in harm's way unnecessarily?
How good are the Packers?
Did anyone see that Green Bay-Dallas game last year?
Unbelievable.
If they did, they'll know how good they can be offensively. Jordan Love was a tremendous quarterback. They rebuilt their offensive line. Here's where I'm going to look on the key matchups in the game. They have a new defense coordinator in Green Bay by the name of Jeff Hafley. He came from Boston College. He was a very creative college football coach. With wild and crazy stuff. You know, did some really crazy stuff. So they've been showing any of that in the preseason. So ooh. Now does he open up the bag of tricks now this Friday night in Brazil? You don't show anything in the preseason. All of a sudden, opening night, you know, pull back the curtain. Here it comes. So here's a guy that's been very creative. He's a new defense coordinator. Can the Eagles be prepared for what Jeff Hafley's going to throw at them? To me, that's going to be the key to the game.
Exactly. How difficult is that, Jazz? Like, the idea of this offense has a new scheme in terms of how they're protecting the quarterback. You know, now the big discussion in the offseason was, is it going to be Cam Jurgens who's making these protection calls? Is it going to be Jalen Hurts? Is it going to be a combination of them? So new scheme, new protection, and now everything in the kitchen sink being thrown at that scheme that is designed to stop this stuff. Which side wins early in the season?
That's a really good question, John. We'll find out Friday night. But there is no doubt that I think you'll come on this game early and you'll see the Eagles a little more conservative, probably use their two tight ends. Think protection first early in the game so you get a feel for what they're trying to do. Then maybe a little cat and mouse in that first quarter, maybe even the first half, that kind of punch, counterpunch to see what each team is doing. But because, you know, you look at teams playing now in the preseason, they just don't show you anything.
Yeah.
No one shows anything. Right. So you have to really be careful how you game plan because you're not going to get what you expect.
Charles, for years, the Eagles have shuttled running backs in and out. They have a star for the first time since LeSean McCoy. Do you think that Saquon is the bell cow of that backfield and that's just it? Or is this going to be like it's been for 10 years where the first running back doesn't get it as much as other teams' first running backs?
Well, this is probably the first total complete running back the Eagles have had in 10 years, Joe.
Yep.
I mean, Saquon Barkley is the real deal. Now, he's probably got a little tread on the tire. You know, he's just in his seventh year, over 1,200 carries. Now, he can pick up the blitz. He can catch the football. He's great in the screen game. And obviously, he can run the football. I think Saquon Barkley needs to be the bell cow. Will it happen? I hope so. I don't think it will because that's just not the way Nick normally operates. But maybe Kellen says, this is the guy we get that our offense has to run through. I'm a big Saquon Barkley fan. I think you make him an integral part, run this offense through him. It sets up everything else. But it's not been the way the Eagles have been running under Nick Sirianni, where they had that bell cow back, but they've got one now. Use him.
All right, Charles, let's just get to Dallas and San Fran also. We'll just combine them in one question. So they're obviously the two teams the Eagles have been jockeying with for the last couple of seasons, one in the division, one in the conference. What is Dallas this year? What is San Francisco?
Both are good. How's that? Is that a good answer, Joe? they haven't fallen off. But those are the knowns. Here's the unknown, the Atlanta Falcons. As you look down the schedule, you look down the rosters, you look at all the changes. I mean, I think there's a team that vastly improved in the offseason. The Falcons are, and we're going to talk about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We always talk about Dallas. That's just the way it is. But watch the Atlanta Falcons.
Running the football.
Well.
The Atlanta Falcons. They're going to run it. And I do like that.
Is that
a lot,
the team
Josh.
With Bijan? Is he the
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, Jaws.
Dude, he can be scary.
I know he's a great player. I get it.
This year, he's going to explode.
And Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Kyle Pitts. That's right.
Been underutilized, misutilized for so long.
Well, you had no quarterback.
Right.
You had no QB. All right.
They got a quarterback now. They have two of them, actually.
That's right. I'm well aware. That? Much to one of them's chagrin. All right. Yeah. Maybe much to both
much
of their
to
chagrin.
Both of them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jaws, we're really looking forward to this football season with you. Again, for everyone listening, every Tuesday, about 7:25, 7:30 with Jaws. And it'll be awesome. Thank you, Jaws.
Hey, Joe, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for putting me on Tuesdays. I don't like to give you guys information, so I look at the tape. So Monday I get a chance to go over the coaching tape.
Perfect.
So I give you the facts.
Joe has old people glasses now.
Oh, Jesus. Well, he's getting old, John.
He sure is.
Joe, you know what the thing about me getting old is?
He's all decrepit.
You're still always going to be like 30 years older than me. So,
you are a smart guy.
Joe. But he's not decrepit.
He's going to be our guest every week, Joe. Try not to criticize him at the beginning of the season.
Joe, I'm still hitting the ball 225 yards, so I'm all right.
Yeah, well, good for all right, Jaws, well done, buddy. Good stuff. Right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Ron Jaworski. It's going to be fun. All season with Jaws. He was a force with our program last year and obviously will be again this year. Speaking of a force, the Phillies were a force over the weekend. I mean, tremendous job. Matter of fact, before we get back to the calls in just a moment, I want to relive Sunday. I thought it was one of the more cool wins they had this year. Couple highlights in particular obviously stood out, including the Phillies went down 2-0. And, you know, Nola was pitching well, but the bats weren't doing anything. Castellanos had the first really, really big hit of the game.
Swing and a drive left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. It will tie the game. Castellanos trying for two. A belly flop slide into second. He is safe. And we start over 2-2 as Nick Castellanos ties it up.
All right, so big spot there. And obviously, you know, Phillies at second and third, and that was a big-time hit. Now, the game from there stayed there for a while, but only because, well, for one thing, the Phillies hits bats weren't getting enough runs, weren't getting any runs. But also some key relievers, and guys, we know these dudes in October, Strom, Hoffman, eventually Alvarado, you know, Kirkland will get his say.
And Estevez, yeah.
And then Estevez. I mean, those five guys are like the dudes.
The Kirkster especially, man.
These
guys really got something.
Critical.
A little extra.
Critical. So Strom gets himself into trouble in the ninth, but then with a pop out and then the final out, gets himself out of trouble.
0-2, Williams ready. So is Strom. The pitch swung on, hit high in the air to center, but playable. Marsh is waiting. And Marsh has got it. Matt Strom walks the tightrope and survives to send us to the bottom of the ninth inning.
Look, the big one obviously was with one out. You know, he got the pop up to first base. I mean, that was the most precarious moment probably the whole game, frankly. Let's go to the next inning, because the Phillies, you know, they don't score in the bottom of the ninth. So now it's Estevez's turn. He's in the 10th. It's always scary as hell because the guy starts on second base, and Estevez delivered.
The stretch by Estevez in the 1-1. Swing and a ground ball hit towards short. Turner scoops it on the run to his left. He's got it. He'll throw to first, and Estevez with a scoreless 10th.
Now, you're hoping that's it, right? No more needed Phillies pitchers. No more him. Go get a run and lock it. Well, it didn't happen. They don't score in the 10th, so they got to go back to him in the
11th. Don't panic, Joe.
Don't panic.
I did like that they tried to bunt there. Marsh couldn't get it down, but I was like, I couldn't get it down. But I appreciate it. Like, in that spot, all you need is a run. Just bunt him over and get him in.
I know.
But he was really bad.
He was horrible.
Oh, it was a disaster.
Richie Ashburn. Rhea, what would Richie say if he was on the broadcast with that? Because that drove him nuts 30 years ago. That would drive Richie nuts.
30 years ago. I don't. You know what, Joe? Believe it or not, I don't remember 30 years ago.
Oh, it used to drive Whitey bonkers. I mean, when a guy couldn't bunt.
Hey, instead of dampening the look, I'm no expert. I am no expert, and I can't bunt. I can't even imagine trying to bunt.
Just catch the ball. The idea of dampening the bat
as the ball hit it. Did you see? He parked that
thing.
It
was awful.
He parked it out of, like, behind himself.
I'm well aware.
It was so bad.
All right, so Estevez has to go back out there in the 11th. I really thought with his ability to pitch two quality innings, again, both scary because both innings start with a guy on second. This was the night to me where I felt like Estevez became a Philly. because this was a big spot. Here's Estevez closing down the 11th.
The 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Merrifield strikes out. And two scoreless extra innings tonight for Carlos Estevez. Nice. And that'll send us to the bottom of the 11th. It's a 2-2 game.
I mean, this was a great series. This was a great win. So let's obviously hear the win, as called by Scott Fransky, really in a game where I think most of us feel like the Phillies kind of wrapped up the NL East. Is it technically over? No. But does it feel over? Yeah. Castellanos, big-time delivering in the 11th inning.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle. Base hit. Game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
Look, huge. All right? It was huge. And not just huge. It was fun. I mean, you could just feel. I was not at the games this weekend. I was down the shore.
Oh, came right through the TV.
Came right through the TV. You could feel the crowd. You could feel the intensity.
Did you enjoy Castellanos' post-game interview?
It was great.
I mean,
it was.
You have to know a little bit about him. You just can't, like, literally throw something out.
Well, let's listen to how that interview started, because clearly this ESPN host was just not fully prepared. I don't know. Let's listen to the beginning of that interview on ESPN right after the game.
What did you see on that pitch that allowed you to be, you know, the guy who was mobbed at the field there?
4-seam fastball.
And how did it work for you?
I mean, you saw the game, right? You see the highlight?
I did see the highlight. You are the one. I got to ask you,
this
it was
one?
Thursday. Okay. It was Thursday night that you had the phone in
sure.
your pocket, and it rang. Where's the phone now?
Oh, no, that was a reporter that was asking the
that
questions.
Was not that was you.
That wasn't. No. If it was me, I would have just pulled it out and talked to whoever was calling.
All right. Well, then there we go. Okay.
Look, we've all been there if you're in this industry.
Oh, it's the worst ever.
It's a bad feeling.
Oh, it's a bad feeling when you haven't done a basic homework.
Yeah, well, I know.
Or
I mean,
like somebody gave it to him.
Yeah, or just any interview where the interview's not kind of going the way you want it to.
Well,
yeah.
Off the rails.
But also, sometimes you get bad information. Like maybe a producer up there told her, hey, ask him about the phone went off.
And like, yeah, no, that absolutely could have happened.
That totally happens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at me last year. I asked a question to Sean Desai, what's it like to become an NFL defensive coordinator?
Yeah, but your producer had nothing to do with that one, all right? That was all you.
Yeah, I didn't know he'd been the coordinator for the Bears. Like, all right.
Well, you know what, Joe? In your defense, there was virtually little evidence of it last year.
That's true. Plus, who's been paying any attention to the Bears since, you know, 1985?
They will this year.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Did anyone pay attention to your voice crack there?
I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it either,
yeah,
really?
There was one embedded in there.
I don't know about that.
I think. Yeah.
All right. Let's get a lot of calls in here. By the way, we're going down to Brazil, not like us, but the show.
Thank God.
In about 5 minutes, Elliot Shure Parks, who's been on the scene in Brazil, he's already doing his videos and all that nonsense he does.
Incredible.
I'm joking.
Great job by Elliot.
He puts out great social media work. I'm just playing around. Elliot from Brazil in about 5 minutes. All right. Let's get to Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
People's week. Mr. Ritchie, I have a fun fact for you, or maybe a not-so-fun fact, depending upon how you look at it. I shared this with Seltzer and Elliot on Go Birds Saturday, but I feel like it bears repeating just to kind of emphasize the importance of Friday night. Did you know that the 2003 Eagles, the team you were on, they're the last Eagles team to lose a Week 1 game and win a playoff game in the same season? Did you know that?
Not shocking.
No. The last Eagles team, you said?
The last Eagles team to lose Week 1 and win a playoff game that season.
Well, I will say this, Drew. It makes it a little bit more believable, so to speak. The Eagles didn't win a playoff game after 08. They didn't win a playoff game until 2017.
Yeah, that was a big gap.
It's like when people used to say, when Vic went into Green Bay and beat the Packers that one time, and everyone's like, oh, it's first time Packers lost in Lambeau. It's like, yeah, well, after Lombardi, they didn't make the playoffs for like 40 years until Favre. So, you know, and Holmgren. So, you know, anyway. All right, go ahead, Joe.
I will pivot and back up my point by saying the last two times the Eagles have lost Week 1, the coach has been fired. So I think Friday
okay.
night.
That's
is,
pretty good.
Look, Drew,
there is no
question Nick Sirianni's job is on the line this year. No
Drew
question.
Drew was ready for you there.
How much
Is it on the line? I do think it's interesting.
It's like, totally on the line.
Of course. To the degree of partway through the season,
I doubt it.
This looks a certain
way.
They
won't be that bad.
Or is it, okay, by the time we get to the postseason, then do they evaluate as a whole? I don't know. It feels like they could. But here's the thing about what the Eagles do.
Here's the thing in season. There should be no way the Eagles are bad enough that you can have a justified firing him in the season. I mean, you'd have to be 2-6. They're not going to be 2-6.
Drew, go ahead. What do you got? I didn't think that they would drop all those games down the stretch. That's fair. Start that way. He's gone.
Drew, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I am optimistic and excited, but I am also just incredibly, you know, anxious, knowing it's a tough opener. I don't want to spoil the results of your poll because I know Richie like tries to guess the numbers, but I will just say, I think Mekhi Becton should be receiving a lot of votes. You know, I just feel like I don't dance, but I just feel like offensive line, it's like a synchronized dance where if one guy messes up, then it kind of messes up everything. And I had confidence in Cam Jurgens to do it last year to play right guard.
Yeah.
And I think he was mostly fine. I don't have the same amount of confidence in Becton.
Look, he's an important player.
Why is that?
He's not as good.
Last year, everyone was saying this guy was, 1 year removed from being a rookie, and he was too small, and no one thought he was good.
Yeah, but
remember
John,
that? Like,
but
everyone Becton, was saying, like, wait a second, why is this guy playing guard?
But John, Becton,
he's a center.
He stunk in New York. He stunk.
Well, he was a tackle.
Yeah, but he stunk.
Mekhi Becton is so much easier to play, and I'm not taking away from guards, but I'm just saying, if you're a tackle, just imagine having twice as much help as you've ever had your whole life. You've been a tackle your whole life. You've been on an island. Now, all of a sudden, you have a helping hand, not just on one side, it's on both sides. And those helping hands are really strong with Lane Johnson.
And Jurgens, yeah.
All right, and Cam Jurgens, yeah.
Give me an answer. Who or what feels out of place? Like the Eagles game in Brazil, what else or who else feels out of place?
You got it. I'm going to take a little shot at the Cowboys here when Ezekiel Elliott was playing center on their final snap.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Zeke at center. Boy, oh boy. They have had some strange ends to seasons. There was the 1 year when Dak Prescott
just ran
went
down
up
the middle.
Middle.
Yeah. 11 seconds.
Oh, my God.
It was remarkable.
If you want to go back 20 years ago?
Tony Romo. Yeah, of course.
Dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Incredible. So let's get to that Twitter poll question that Drew just referenced. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. And Armin, they've got them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question today. Look, obviously, Hurts is the biggest swing factor, the X factor, if you will, on, you know, so goes he, so goes the season. We know that. But of these four players, where I think you can say, man, like, it's hard to know what we're going to get this year as fans from these guys. Of these four, which will be the biggest X factor for the Eagles this season? Is it A, Mekhi Becton, starting guard? B, Jordan Davis? He's got to play a lot. There's no more Fletcher. He's got to play a lot. He's got to play well. B, Jordan Davis. C, Bryce Huff, trying to replace Hassan Reddick. D, Devin White, trying to, you know, be the main linebacker. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.